Now, this Saturday is the Social Good Summit of Australia for 2016. It's going to showcase a number of business leaders and entrepreneurs presenting on a variety of topic areas, such as creative and conscious capitalism, alleviation of poverty, and overall the theme is 2030 now. It's asking, how do we create a better world by 2030? What's that all mean? Well, this morning I've got Dr. Ranjit Vula. He's a lecturer from Sydney University Business School, and he joins me on the line. Very good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, tell me a little bit about the ethos of the Social Good Summit. What's the idea behind it?
Sure. So the Social Good Summit actually started in New York. It actually followed every year. There's a big conference in the United Nations with all the government leaders. So as part of that, they wanted to highlight some of the social good initiatives that companies and nonprofits are doing. So it started in New York a few years ago. Last year, Katia Davin, is the founder of the Social Good Summit Australia. She brought it to Australia last year, so this is the second year we're doing it in Australia.
And what sort of business leaders are presenting there? What sort of topics are coming up and what businesses are represented?
Sure. So all of the speakers will be speaking more or less about the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that the United Nations ratified last year. So, for example, goal number one is to end poverty and then, climate change to reduce hunger. So, for example, we have a leader from National Australia Bank who's going to talk about, how they've actually become one of the only company, actually the only Australian company to be in the Fortune's magazine's Companies That are Changing the World. We also have Naureen Young from PwC Indigenous Consulting. As well as we have the Human Rights Commissioner from the Australian Human Rights Commission, and we have a representative from DFAT, and lots of social entrepreneurs such as Pollinate Australia, which looks at energy poverty in India. So we got a really great mix of very enthusiastic and leaders and speakers. So we're really looking forward to it on Saturday.
Now, what's a social entrepreneur?
What is a social entrepreneur? So there are various definitions to it, but I guess the best way I can put it is a person who is willing to earn money, but the money is a means to an end. So the end is to make the society a better place. So I think a social entrepreneur is basically a person or a company that is using business principles to solve a social issue.
Is this what's also meant by conscious capitalism?
Yeah, well, there are many kind of philosophies that have come up in the last, 5 to 10 years as a response to this belief that, business has kind of lost its way. So conscious capitalism is one of them, which talks about the fact that, business has a greater purpose in society, not just making money. There are a lot of pushback to how business has been, engaging with society for the last 15 to 20 years.
Now, when I first saw the theme about 2030 now, how do you create a better world by 2030? My initial thought, and it's quite funny, was that so far away, but it's not. 2030 is remarkably close in very real ways. Can we make a difference in such a short time frame?
I'm very optimistic about it. If you actually look at some of the goals and some of the targets of the goals, it's actually quite daunting. For example, one of the goals for goal number one, objectives of goal number one, ending poverty, is to end extreme poverty by 2030. That's another, 14 years. And there are 1 billion people who earn less than $1.25 a day. So that does look really daunting. But it is a great movement going forward because 194 countries have basically signed this, Sustainable Development Goals package. And I think the interesting part about all of this is for the very first time, for-profit companies, big companies, are actually interested in, engaging with these social issues, not just as charity, but also, try to make profit from it.
Now, do you think that's been a big shift in Australia to see such an interest?
I'm not sure if there's a big shift, but there is a growing shift, I would call it. And I think the bigger companies are realizing that, they really have to change the status quo. And I think that there's some senior business leaders who understand, who are you know, more and more understanding that, you know, the purpose of business is not just to earn money, and that, you know, making money is a means to a, you know, bigger end, which is to serve society.
Ranjit, thank you very much for talking to us about this. It sounds like a fascinating conference. It's all happening this Saturday. We'll make sure there's a link up on the 2SER website for anyone who's interested. And thanks for chatting to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Nick.